Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by The Missing Link. The Missing Link with Dr. Nusheen Darvish of Holistic Medical Center. We're going to be talking about something extremely important. And so important, it is sort of the invisible and some days not so invisible killer. And so joining me today is Dr. Nusheen Darvish. Let me just tell you a little bit about who she is. And I just want you to know that today's show is part of a series that we've been doing with Dr. Darvish for a number of years now. And so not only is she a graduate and former chief resident and faculty member of Bastyr University, you know, she has trained with medical doctors, chiropractors, holistic practitioners across North America and Europe. Extensive training in a variety of holistic and therapeutic modalities. And so, I got to, see sort of the unveiling of this and her practice and the people that come to visit her from all over the world. So, if you want to know about anti-aging, if you want to know about bioidentical hormone therapy, if you want to know about spinal manipulation, or bioenergy, functional medicine, detoxification, nutrition, homeopathy, chronic disease, including Lyme disease. You know, this is sort of the journey that she has been on. She's one of the very few physicians nationwide who is well-versed in several therapeutic injection techniques for pain management, scar therapy, and much more. She's a member of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, a Washington Association of Naturopathic Physicians, the American Oncology Association of Naturopathic Physicians, the American Academy of Pain Management, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, the International Mesolipotherapy Society, and the Naturopathic Association of Therapeutic Injections. This and much more. Whew. And the reason I've done that is because I know her so well, I've never given her a formal introduction.
Well, there you go. You got it.
Right? And we've got it for an hour.
Best way.
I just want to just share some of that with everybody. And not only that, she's like very fun. It's like a very fun person.
Dr. Pat.
Hi, Dr. Darvish. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. How are you?
Awesome. Much better today. Thank you very much.
Good.
So we're talking about the missing link, and I haven't told anybody what it is. I'm waiting for you.
Okay, well, I get to spill the beans, huh?
You have to.
Well, I think we should start off with thinking about what's the most common thing that we find in this environment of ours, at least in the Great Northwest, crawling everywhere, whether you're outside or inside. I wonder if anybody, you know what, actually, well, no, it's not going to work, so we won't go there. But the missing link, so things that grow outside and inside, if anybody's curious to know, and actually it also grows inside our system, it is something that's alive. It can actually be part of the animal kingdom and part of the plant kingdom. So it's given its own kingdom as the kingdom of fungi or kingdom of mold. Okay?
Yeah.
So we're talking about basically mold, funguses, yeast, all of that, which, most of us don't think of them as being a live substance, but they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they grow and they almost act like a parasite where they attach to us. In order to multiply, they need nice, moist environments like what we have here in the Great Northwest. But they also need to be fed by sugars. If somebody has a very weak immune system, oftentimes the mold can be even a bigger problem. Now, it doesn't mean that only people with immune-compromised systems or the young and old will get this. Actually, this is common throughout all life any age,
uh-huh, right,
at any time.
Right.
And in fact, some of the studies show about 30% of females with infection, vaginal infections, usually it's yeast, for instance. However, 50% of infections that are in the blood that cause mortality are mold-related infections. I mean, that's huge. 50% of the infections, you know, that's including bacterial infections, viral infections, parasitic infections. We're talking about mold being 50% of the cause of mortality when it comes to infections. And most of us don't know that. And yet we, all of us, have some kind of a mold or a yeast growing within us.
So, you know, this is so interesting. Because since I knew you were going to do this show, right?
Uh-huh.
I was, like, looking everywhere.
Do you know where you were, Dr. Pat?
I know. Do you know what I discovered? And you have to tell me if this is mold, because I actually think it is. So you know how we have these electric toothbrushes?
Yeah.
You know the, I don't know the brand, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you take the toothbrush and you sit it in your charger?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Have you ever looked inside the little part of the toothbrush on the bottom that actually sits on the charger?
Yes.
That's black mold.
Yes. And you know what, you know, the water picks?
Yeah.
If you look around the water picks, they usually have mold growing in them too.
Mm, wow. Wow.
So anything.
So is that dangerous or not?
You know, all mold can be toxic. It's not necessarily just black mold. I think there's a myth out there that it's just certain molds that can be problematic.
Yes.
It's all the molds that are problematic, not just one type. The problem is that most of these molds produce toxins called mycotoxins. And these toxins usually travel within our blood system, and they land in different organs. And, you know, I'm not talking about just, you know, the intestines, but I'm also, thank you, I'm also talking about... The nervous system.
Okay.
The brain. You know, people come in here with brain fog or depression. You know how people get so much more depressed in the wintertime?
Yeah.
And we call it SAD, seasonal affective disorder?
Yeah, we do. Yes.
Okay. And we say that seasonal affective disorder is more common here in the Great Northwest because
mm-hmm.
we are so dark.
Right.
No sunlight. Well, you know, I think, and I believe, and I've seen... that seasonal affective disorder can be related to these types of infections, these molds.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, I mean, these molds can cause all sorts of symptoms, anything from allergies to fatigue to dizziness to IBS symptoms, rashes, nausea, vomiting, hair loss, cough, chronic sinus infections. Chronic sinus infections. How many times have people in the Great Northwest gone? I mean, actually, I shouldn't say just Great Northwest.
No, it's not.
Everywhere.
It's not. Everywhere, right.
Everywhere. They go to a doctor over and over again for sinus infections, and the doctor prescribes them antibiotics.
Listen, you're talking to somebody that grew up on the East Coast, New York, New Jersey, most of my life, and I lived with sinus infections because there are a couple of reasons why. When you think about the East Coast and our WBLQ affiliates are listening to this, they know some of the homes on the, you know, that you have. I lived in a 200-year-old house, right?
Yeah.
You want to go down that basement, that's a whole nother experience. But, you know, here I was, not in the Pacific Northwest, and I had sinus infections most of my adult life.
Yeah, and, you know, so, you know, you get antibiotics, right?
Yes.
And what do the antibiotics do? They cause more mold to grow because they're killing off all your good bacteria as well as the bad bacteria, making more room for the mold to grow. So then 2 weeks later or a month later, you're back in the doctor's office, another sinus infection. So it could be a recurrent infection, or it could get to a point where you're just not getting over. You can do whatever you want to do, but you just can't get over this infection or this pain in the sinuses. And the antibiotics are no longer working. Nothing's working. The antihistamines and all the decongestants and everything else you're taking is just not working. The doctor takes the culture, sends it away, and it's still nothing major showing up. Oh, you've got allergies, or you've got, you know.
Right.
Let's just treat it for an infection again. So most of the time, these chronic infections can be because of mold.
All right. I've got a burning question for you that we can answer when we come back from the break. But, you know, there. Let me just tell everybody that if you're just tuning in now, Dr. Nisheen Darvish is joining me here today talking about the missing link. We have got a lot to share for you, with you. But more importantly, what you should know and what you could do about it. Just a question. What are some of the household things, Dr. Darvish, where mold lives that most people don't even think to look? We're going to address that and much more when we come back. And what about that blue cheese you're eating? Is that mold? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Nisheen Darvish joining me here today. I have learned so much about mold and what's the truth and what isn't. And for most of us, you know, this missing link, this conversation about mold, we usually hear about black mold. Okay, the rug is wet, you get black mold. But there are other forms of mold. We're talking about what they are. But more importantly, we're going to be talking about, you know, what is continued exposure cause and what happens when it's untreated? Thank you for joining us here, Dr. Darvish. Okay, blue
Thank
cheese.
You.
Blue cheese.
Okay, yes, go back to your blue cheese question.
Okay, I had blue cheese Friday night. And you were wondering why you were picking up mold in my body. Look, Benny's making a face.
I just can't stand blue cheese, so.
You know, if you love blue cheese,
yeah,
there's most likely mold in your system because mold attracts more mold. That's
the way we roll here.
If you know, how many people, you know, I tell them they come in here and I say, okay, I need you to go off of dairy products.
Yeah.
I said, the only dairy I eat is cheese. I love my cheese. You can't take away my cheese. And, you know, cheese is what? I mean, the whole process of it is mold.
Really?
Right? Most of it is fermented to become moldy, and that's the way cheese, that's why cheese is so cheesy.
Yeah.
Right? It's because it's all mold. And so the more you crave it, the more you have mold in your system, the more you want it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily you. It's the mold wanting more mold. Mm-hmm. And it wants more sugar. So for all of those of us out there who love sugar and have a sweet tooth, even kids, you know, I have parents coming in here saying that this kid's got a sweet tooth. It's because they've got mold in their system.
Wow.
It just wants to be fed. And
wow.
We continuously feed it. It's like our little baby.
Mm.
We don't realize we're carrying this little baby around that keeps on multiplying into, you know, every system in our body.
So
later on, we get sick.
What is the result of that? What is the result of continued exposure? Because, you know, most of us think, mold, okay, sinus infection, no big deal. But, you know, what happens when we, you know, have continued exposure, especially if we don't know it, and then it turns into some kind of chronic thing?
Well, you know, initially, most people may just complain about allergies.
Okay.
Okay, so you may have just like a itchy skin or a rash or hives. Or you may sneeze or get the watery, itchy eyes. You know, the typical hay fever reaction. And this could be all year round. It could be seasonal. It really doesn't matter. You could have a little headache that comes and goes with these things. Most commonly with kids, especially, you'll see the little dark circles under their eyes. Okay, with adults, you see the puffiness. So what do? We go and get the anti-puffy eye creams and rub it on there, pretend that it's not there. And this thing continues to grow and grow, or we get the decongestants to help us with the allergies. So commonly what happens is that as this thing gets untreated and it's undiagnosed, then it can start causing you to be tired, just fatigue, chronically fatigued, or you have recurrent headaches, or some people get very sensitive to chemicals, or they start having hormone or thyroid or adrenal problems, so, you know, you're PMSing, or you start getting acid reflux, nosebleeds, tingling, numbness, I mean, breathing issues, which is really common with intense mold exposure, because what we're talking about is not just mold spores. We're actually talking about the fine little particles that are in the air from mold that we breathe in. And a lot of times that can lead to chronic bronchitis or, as we talked about, chronic sinus problems, ear infections. It could just be swollen glands in the neck and in the armpit area. It can even lead to the sexual dysfunction problems, nervous problems, memory loss, especially short-term issues, you know, finding words. It can lead to toenail fungus, weight loss, loss of appetite, even weight gain, and fibromyalgia-type symptoms where you're getting achy joints and achy muscles all over. So, you know, the list that I've listed, by the way, abdominal pain as well, so IBS-type symptoms.
Right.
So this list is from continually getting exposed, and most of these are chronic symptoms that, you know, most people go to doctors after doctors, and they just can't pinpoint what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up telling the patient it's all in your head, or let's do surgery, and you get better a little bit, and then comes back. And it's just on and on and on. And then they start getting worse. They get more tired.
Right.
And finally, it can lead to more nervous system issues, because this can travel in the blood system and end up in your nervous system, in your brain as well. And that's when, you know, people start getting nervous issue problems, such as blurry vision or tingling, numbness, even like we talk about memory issues, brain fog. Mm-hmm. It can lead to visual problems like blindness. It can even lead to cancer. You know, one of the theories with cancer is that it is a result of mold, excessive mold in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be pretty intense for some people if they're continually exposed to it and it goes undiagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is also is that with females, for instance, we can pass it on to our babies as they're getting born, or even when they're in utero, that the mold can travel into the blood system of the babies.
Yeah. You know, we're getting a couple of questions coming in here. I want to just tell everybody, you can send your questions in. Oh, I'm opening up the phone lines because if you're like me, you have got a lot of questions. 1-800-930-2819. We're taking your questions. Also, you can send your question through instant feedback at drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. But if you want to ask Dr. Darvish a question about this or what you can do, give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. You know, this is really kind of an education for a lot of people because, you know, it's been recent. You know, I think recently, Dr. Darvish, that, you know, people have been getting more aware. But yet, you know, you could be walking around like this for years and even decades, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And it is not easily diagnosed, as I said. You know, even if you go into the doctor and they do a swab of your sinuses or your nose and they send it in, it could be completely negative, and so that it's not even diagnosed, and yet you're still having issues. So there are various ways we test for this, but before we get in there, I think we should really talk about where this stuff is in our regular day-to-day life.
Yes.
Because most of us are living with this stuff, and we don't even know it. We're kind of in a little denial about it. Because as long as we don't smell it, it doesn't exist. Or if we don't see it, it doesn't exist. Some
That's
people
right.
even see it, but they're kind of blind to it, you know?
Right. Well, you don't know what it is. I mean, since I knew we were going to do this show, right?
Yeah.
I was shocked to see the toothbrush. Thing.
The toothbrush. Yeah.
You know, and it isn't the part of the charger that shows. It's actually the bottom of your toothbrush that sits in the charger. And so I thought to myself, wow, if that's happening, what does it look like inside my Vitamix?
Well, let's forget the electrical toothbrush. You know,
right.
When you've got your little cup that you put your toothbrush in every day.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever looked at the bottom of those things, inside the bottom of those things? That's
Uh-oh.
All mold.
Uh-oh.
Right? And have you ever tried washing that stuff out? Stick it into the washing machine. It's really difficult to get off.
Yeah, it is difficult to get off. And, you know, part of this is really us getting educated about this. One of the things we didn't touch on that, you know, that you and I talked about, and I want to get back to it, for a minute really quickly, and that is this idea of food. You said something to me yesterday when I saw you, and you said, okay, there are, you know, berries. Berries have molds.
Yeah.
Fruit has molds. Now, were you just referring to the fact that they get mold because they're sitting around too long? I mean, can you please just clarify that whole food thing?
Okay. So certain foods have a tendency to become moldy very quickly. Okay? So berries are well known for that. You know, you go get a box of strawberries or raspberries or blueberries or whatever.
Yeah.
And you open it up, and in the middle, you find a few that are actually moldy.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, mold is, you know, you kind of hide. So even the first few specks of mold you may not see because it's not big enough for the eye to see. But the fact that by the next day, most of them have gone moldy, that box of berries had mold in at least one of them. Initially, you just never saw it. So now you've eaten most of them, and they're in your belly, and it's growing nice, happy campers there.
Wow.
So the berries, you know, I suggest most people to have the berries frozen just because of that reason, okay? So if you get frozen berries or if you get fresh berries and immediately freeze them, they're less likely to be moldy, okay? breads. Breads are very common. I mean, the whole thing that makes them puffy is yeast, and they grow mold really quickly. So one of the things you can do is to put it in the refrigerator. Your
right.
breads in the refrigerator. Make sure you buy them from the refrigerated section in the stores, because the stuff sitting out on the shelf, you have no idea how long it's been sitting there, and you don't know if it's growing mold that you don't even see.
I grew up, let me just tell you, I grew up in a family. Are you
uh-huh.
ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this is probably why I am like I am. I grew up in a family where nobody paid attention to whether or not the mold was bad for you. So let me just give you a quick example. Grew up in a family, Italian family, lots of bread all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
Most of the time, bread doesn't last very long, in an Italian family. But in case it does, if there was a piece of the bread that got a little mold on it, all we ever did was cut that off. But what I hear you saying is that there may be mold there that you don't see. Is that correct?
Exactly. So
okay.
That
right.
cutting off is not going to get to it.
All right. I'll stop doing that. Listen, we've got some callers that have sent in questions. We're going to get to that when we come back. Benny has fielded them, so we're going to get them on air for you. If you also have questions and want to give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819, or go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. And on the right-hand side, there's a way for you to ask a question. We will get them to Dr. Nusheen Darvish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You got the notion to rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat over. Rock the boat.
I'm a mom concerned about my family's health. I'm sure you are too. And as a mom, I was looking for a safe, effective, natural, and easy way to protect my family. With Zeo 88 Zeolite, I found the best protection. I immediately noticed the results within myself and family's health.
Zeo 88, for the safe, easy, and natural way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants. Order now, 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. 402-6779 or visit zeoking.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867. Or visit bambusa.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. So if you've missed any part of today's show or any of the shows, please go to our website, drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. Dr. Nusheen Darvish is joining us here today. We have two questions that have come in. Thank you, Benny, for getting those for us. One of them is, please ask Dr. Darvish her thoughts about allergy shots for mold.
So, you know, mold is a common allergy that is tested by allergists. And one of the ways that they desensitize you to the mold is through allergy shots. There is other ways to desensitize people. But what I find is that if you don't get to the root of it, at some point in the lifetime, it will come back. So you may get the symptoms going away. Say you do the allergy shots and you improve symptomatically, but it doesn't mean that it's gotten rid of the infection. So the infection can continue getting deeper and deeper and cause other problems, not sinus problems. It could lead to arthritis or nervous system issues or brain fog or hormone system, whatever else it might be later on, even cancer, I should say, later on, because we haven't addressed the mold issue in the first place. We kind of have just band-aided. Okay. I used to do, you know, people ask me this question a lot about desensitization, period. And I used to desensitize people all the time. But what I realized was exactly that, that it's just desensitizing you. It's not getting to the root of it. And that if you do get to the root of the problem, kick the stuff out and get rid of it in your environment, get your system stronger against it, that you don't need to be desensitized. The fact that you're sensitive to it is a symptom, it's a signal, the body signaling, saying, wake up, I've got an issue, help me out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And our tendency is to go and put the blanket over it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, allergy shots may work for symptoms, but long-term it doesn't.
We do that because we don't really know any better. That's why we're doing today's show, because most of us walk around here and we don't even really figure out. I mean, I was sharing with you during the break that, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell Dr. Darvish. How many years have I been going to see you? I forgot to tell Dr. Darvish that, oh, wow, I get nosebleeds. Because you don't think about it.
Yeah, you don't think about it. Yeah.
I mean, it's like in the scheme of things, doesn't everybody get nosebleeds, right? But so you don't put it together. So that's a great question. Thank you for your question. The next question that came in is, please ask Dr. Darvish about mold in the nasal and throat areas. How do you get that? And then what do you do about it?
Well,
great
how do you
question.
Get it? Oftentimes, people are inhaling the mold particles that they don't even see. And one thing we were talking about during the break, Dr. Pat, was the air conditioner, for instance. On the East Coast especially, there's a lot of air conditioning use. And a lot of these air conditioners do carry mold, and they just push it around the house. And you don't see it, but you're breathing it in, right? And so as you're breathing it in, it can land in various passages and cause problems. So the most common areas are the sinuses, the nose, the throat area, the respiratory tract, basically, initially. And that's why people get the sneezing, because it's the body's first reaction to get the stuff out. But the stuff is so sticky and persistent that you can't kick it out. You can't sneeze it out. Okay? So...
And then that actually makes the whole thing worse.
It can make the whole thing worse,
yeah,
because
right,
then
right,
we go get the other stuff, treatments, to suppress the sneezing. I don't want to sneeze anymore, so let's go get an antihistamine or a decongestant or whatever to stop the sneezing. And but the mold's still there, so it goes somewhere else. It goes, in deeper inside and maybe starts giving you a headache. Or it lands in the joints and starts giving your muscles. Starts giving you back pain or muscle aches or neck pain or, asthma. I mean, it could show up various ways. So it's not always the way we think it's going to show up. So treatment-wise, I think we're going to talk about that. If you want to get into that, we can.
I want to talk about that now, yeah. Because most of us are sitting here thinking, okay, we just got to get rid of this.
We do have to get rid of it. Well, one thing is, first of all, we need to clean our area up. Okay, so I'm talking about, herbs and spices that most of us use. A lot of times they can carry mold sitting in the pantry or anywhere else. They can carry mold. So you want to get rid of them every 3 to 6 months, rotate them out, get fresh herbs and spices into your pantry.
Mm.
The bagged herbs.
Wow, we never do that.
We don't do that.
We don't do that. Never think to do that.
I know. The herbal teas, especially the ones that are really powdered down and in these little baggies that don't breathe very well. Those, the processed teas especially, they form a lot of mold. And we don't see it and we just drink it up. Then there is, we talked about the fruits and veggies and the breads, peanuts. Peanuts are very high in mold. In fact, they produce toxin called aflatoxin that can actually be a nervous system toxin and can damage the nervous system. And that's one of the reasons so many people have allergy to peanuts. It's because they really have an allergy to mold within the peanuts.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
And how do you manage that? I mean, you know how many people eat peanuts or nuts?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but peanuts tend to be much higher than most other nuts.
Mm.
They're not actually a nut. But leftovers, sticking food in the fridge and letting it sit for a couple of days can cause mold growth. People don't think about, for instance, their grains, their rice or whatever they cook, and they say, okay, well, I'm going to make this and stick it in the fridge, and they have it 3 days later. Well, rice is one of those things that ferments and grows mold.
Mm.
Sprouting things, you need to be really careful with sprouting. As soon as you're done with the sprouting, refrigerate it, because a lot of times that can cause mold. Under sinks and, inside sheetrocks, under the carpet, window seals, your car, bathrooms, changing rooms, refrigerators, especially under the refrigerators. And here's a great one, and most people don't think about. Most of the vitamins and supplements that are sold over the counter,
right,
they carry mold.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they carry mold is because the way they get processed, actually the whole processing part of it, catches on, it takes on mold. I mean, that's the way the systems work. And so you've got molds that are sitting in a lot of these over-the-counter supplements and vitamins, and then people are thinking, okay, well, this vitamin's great, alpha-lipoic acid or resveratrol or whatever else they've heard from Dr. Oz, mm-hmm. It's great to take. So they start taking it, but they're completely ambivalent to the fact that this stuff may actually have mold. At least the quality of the one that they've picked has mold in it. So they're feeding themselves mold, and they're wondering why some things are getting better and other things are not. So you have to be very careful with vitamin supplementation and make sure you get them from a very high quality. Usually, the physicians that carry these supplements have supplements that have been tested and verified for purity and all of that, whereas the over-the-counter hasn't been. So, and then compost and garbage bins.
Yeah.
Okay, that's another really common place for mold to
no
grow.
Kidding.
So we do want to first of all clean up the environment. And one of the things that people can use is bleach, just simple bleach and water.
Right.
Wear a mask, wear gloves, protect yourself so you're not inhaling the stuff, and scrub the stuff clean. You can also use vinegar or household borax laundry detergent. Borax is great. It's a poison to people, so you don't want to be drinking it because it's
right.
strong. It's a great antimicrobial, and it kills off the mold. So make sure you clean up, window seals. If you've got water damage, have it inspected to see if there's mold growing. Even if you fixed it 10 years later, you're having chronic issues and chronic symptoms, make sure you get that area that had water damage rechecked, because if there was one little bit left, it can grow to, a big area that you may not see under the carpet, for instance. And then the other thing to do after you've cleaned up is to make sure that you do use some kind of a HEPA vacuum to suck everything else that's leftover, especially if things have been on the carpet or under the carpet, make sure you use a vacuum, vacuum things out, and then use a dehumidifier to bring down the moisture in the house to dry things up so that less things are likely to grow when there's not much humidity around.
Wow, it's really interesting. There's also, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but this is probably something to touch upon, is, you know, I have a couple friends that have these new vacuum cleaners that are water-based. There's water that actually goes through them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be one of the best things to pick up, like, all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, isn't that really, like, a potential?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly, because anything's got water that's sitting around can grow anything.
Mm.
Especially if you're picking it up from a vacuum, and I don't know what the I don't know those systems very well.
Yeah.
So if there is any contact
mm-hmm.
that the substances that you're pulling out of your carpet mix with the water,
mm-hmm.
Then potentially you're causing excess mold.
Wow. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some additional treatments. Dr. Nusheen Darvish is in the house. We got some really cool things to share with you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment or to learn more about periodontics. Visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with A Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with A Deal.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Nusheen Darvish is in the house. And before we get to treatments, I want to give you some information. If you go to the website, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com, will take you to their main website. But also, she's got a really, really cool blog there as well. lots of information on what we're talking about and much more, actually. And if any of you want to give a call, if you want to find out more, if you want to schedule an appointment, the number is 425-451-0404. 425-451-0404. And you're going to find a wide range of, as I said earlier when I was introducing her, there's just many, many things for you to look out there. Dr. Darvish, thank you for joining us here today.
Sure.
You know, let's talk about some treatments, because, I mean, the mold thing is a scary thing. You know, most people that find mold in their carpets or their rugs, I mean, honestly, people get evicted from their homes. I mean, they get moved out when mold is kind of that rampant. But what can we do? What are some of the treatments? What have you discovered?
Well, one of the things, you know, we talked a lot about in prevention, in making sure, you know, you fix the leaks and water damage areas immediately. But also using oils, essential oils like thyme and eucalyptus, sage, frankincense, cloves, cinnamon. These are all different essential oils, tea tree oil. Pretty much majority of the essential oils, including oregano, pine, peppermint, all of these have antifungal, anti-mold properties. So some of these you can put, just basically have it out there as a scent to burn off into the house to disinfect the house on a regular basis. You can apply it on yourself. Some of them, majority of them are very strong, so you do want to use it in a mixture of some kind of an oil, either an almond oil or coconut oil, some kind of an oil if you're going to apply it topically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Only some of them in certain preparations are safe to take orally. So you don't want to just be taking essential oils directly in your mouth. It can be toxic to your system.
Yeah, I do. I know that firsthand.
Yeah. So, and it can burn, too. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to try essential oils, maybe something that you might want to use on a daily basis, both within the home or topically. You can use it in an inhaler, you know, even just simply boiling some water, putting a few drops of tea tree oil or thyme or lavender, whatever else you can, and breathe it in. Put it in your bathtub if you're taking a bath, to breathe these in so that it helps disinfect your nasal passages and lungs. So that's something that people can do on a regular basis. Having or eating foods that are high in garlic and onions and leeks, these, you know, you will see very rare that mold will grow on these things because they're very strong antimicrobials. So eating a lot of garlic or onions fresh, not necessarily cooked, but fresh onions and garlics in your meals, salads, or whatever else you're making, hummus, it will help fight off some of these infections in your system. Of course, you know, if there is, if you're feeling sick and you're doing some of this and it's not working, it's because we need to do much stronger treatments than just basic treatments that are available to the on the over-the-counter.
Mm-hmm.
So then there is homeopathics. I love homeopathic remedies. Which actually, these remedies that I'm talking about are actually homeopathics of mold. They're like a vaccine of mold.
Uh-huh.
What they do is they, at the cellular level, help your body kind of kick out that mold out of the cells and out of the system. But it does take months and months.
Right. We got a great question that has just come in. And so we've got Jane calling in from Redmond. So you're going to love this question, Dr. Darvish. You ready?
Sure.
All right, Mr. Benny. Hey, Jane, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Dr. Darvish. Can colloidal silver be used for mold and candida? And can it be used in the nose? And if we can, how do we do that?
Okay, colloidal silver can be used. Actually, it's a great antifungal, antimicrobial, and you can use it pretty much anywhere. However, it has to be a medical grade. I don't recommend the over-the-counter because a lot of them have too much, too big of a molecule that can land in tissues and cause problems. So only the medical grade version, which you can get only through a doctor, can be safe and very effective for almost any kind of a fungal or mold problem. But then again, it does not necessarily work against all the different species of mold. So it may get rid of some of them, and or the mold becomes kind of immune, and then you have to change the antimicrobial, or you have to do it in a pulse form where you go on and off and kind of treat it that way. So, yeah, colloidal silver can be great if it is a high-quality, safe version of it.
Okay, and can it actually be used in the nasal area?
Uh-huh. It can be used nasally. It can be, you know, the medical grade that we use can be used nasally, in the eyes even, in the ears, anywhere. Vaginally.
Do you dilute it with water and just spray it in?
No, we don't dilute it. This is pretty potent stuff directly, straight, undiluted.
Oh, and that's okay right on the mucous membrane tissues.
Yes, but again, you know, it has to be the medical grade. I'm not talking about the over-the-counter stuff.
No, pharmaceutical grade.
Pharmaceutical grade.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. This was great.
Yeah.
What a wonderful program.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
Jane. I'm glad you pointed that out about colloidal silver and the fact that it has to be pharmaceutical grade, because there are a lot out there on the Internet, Dr. Darvish,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are. It scares me.
It is scary because, you know, I really did a little research in that. Actually, colloidal silver has been my friend personally. We haven't done that one in a while. But they can call your office and find out about that as well.
Yes, they can. You know, they're welcome to call 425-451-0404 or go to Dr. Darvish, drdarvish.com. And if you go under the contact, there is an email that you're more than welcome to send questions, and we'll try to answer them. You can contact the office and come in for a consultation if you wish.
I love it. This was a great topic. There's a lot of information that we did share today on this, and we probably haven't covered it all. I wanted to ask you for your personal thoughts, your personal message for our listeners today, Dr. Darvish. This is an amazing amazing show. And, you know, a lot of people don't think that, you know, they think just because we're in the summer months, there's no mold.
Oh, you know, I've been treating patients well into July with mold this year. And I think it's because of the long, wet weather we've had for so long that the mold's been more persistent, more active.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Personal message. What would you love to leave?
Personal message is, you know, if you do have some chronic symptom that it could be just an allergy, or it could be headaches, or just feeling tired, or nosebleeds like we were mentioning earlier, you know, be persistent and seek out the root cause of it, because it could possibly be mold, and the sooner you get to these symptoms and the root cause of it, the better it is. So I wish everybody a great health. And, you know, I have to say this, we didn't talk about mushrooms. Drink your mushrooms if you can. Mushrooms are awesome anti-mold. Big mold against small molds work really well.
I love that. Let's do mushrooms, everybody. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us. Benny, are you going to go get your mushrooms?
I don't know, but that's definitely quote of the month.
That is the quote of the month. Let's get our mushrooms. Dr. Darvish, what a fabulous
show.
Thank
you so much, Dr. Pat and Benny. I really enjoyed today.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to have this information up on your blog soon?
I hope so. Inshallah, as they said in Arabic, which means God willing.
Right? Fast-paced world we live in.
I'm all over that. Thank you, Dr. Darvish. Thank you, Benny, for like a fabuloso show today.
Welcome.
Wow, a lot of information. Great questions, all of you out there. Thank you so much for the questions. These were great. And, you know, thank you for reminding me of my friend, colloidal silver, everybody. Well, you know, don't forget tomorrow, Madeline Gerwick coming on, and Maureen St. Germain at noontime. They've got fabulous shows right here on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Benny, we'll see you later.
All right,
everybody. Remember, get those baby wipes from Bambusa. We'll see you next time.